Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the world's news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emerges as world's most popular leader with 68% approval rating in global survey. West Asia peace efforts suffer major setback after Iran rejects US 15-point ceasefire plan. UNHRC strongly condemns Iranian attacks targeting several countries in the region. Bangladesh is observing its 56th Independence Day today, commemorating historic birth of nation following its liberation war in 1971. And in football, India to face Pakistan in opening match of SAF Under 20 Championship in Mali today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has once again been ranked the world's most popular leader, securing a 68% approval rating in the latest global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, carried out between March 2nd and 8th, shows Prime Minister Modi maintaining a significant lead over other global leaders. Switzerland's President Guy Parmelin and South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung are in second position, both with 62% approval ratings. Leaders from the Czech Republic and Argentina follow with 57% and 56% approval, respectively. The government has said that the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumors and avoid panic buying. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, clarified that there has been no increase in the rates of petrol and diesel amid rumors of petrol-diesel price hike. Talking about PNG expansion, she said that the government is focusing on it and issued a gazette notification in this regard, whose main objective is to streamline application fees and approval timelines related to PNG connections across all states.
PNG connection ko badhava dene ke liye Bharat Sarkar ne...
To promote PNG connections, the government of India issued another gazette notification. Its main objective is to streamline application fees and approval timelines related to PNG connections across all states. These steps have already started showing good results. In the last 25 days, 2.5 lakh new connections have been provided. Approximately 2.2 lakh consumers have shifted from LPG to PNG.
Lagbhag 2,20,000 aise consumers hain jo LPG se PNG par shift hue hain.
Efforts to secure a ceasefire in the West Asia conflict have suffered a major setback after Iran rejected a 15-point proposal put forward by the United States. Iranian state media reported that Tehran received the proposal through intermediaries but dismissed it as excessive. The U.S. proposal is believed to include demands for Iran to scale back its nuclear program, limit missile capabilities, reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping, curb support for regional armed groups, and accept phased sanctions relief. Iran has instead issued a 5-point counter-proposal. Tehran is calling for an immediate halt to aggression and assassinations, guarantees against future military action, payment of war reparations, an end to hostilities across all fronts, including allied groups, and full recognition of Iran's sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. More from our correspondent.
The diplomatic deadlock comes as military activity intensifies across West Asia. Iran and its allied groups have launched fresh attacks targeting Israeli positions and Gulf infrastructure, while Israeli forces have carried out additional airstrikes inside Iranian territory. The White House, however, maintains that discussions remain active. Officials say President Donald Trump has been involved in conversations in recent days, even as Pentagon prepares contingency deployments. Additional U.S. forces, including elements of the 82nd Airborne Division, are being readied for deployment to the region. Oil markets are also reacting cautiously, with traders closely monitoring the Strait of Hormuz, through which a significant portion of global energy supplies process. The conflict, now in its fourth week, shows little sign of easing as both sides harden their positions, raising concerns over further escalation across West Asia and growing risk for global energy markets. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, has strongly condemned Iranian attacks targeting several countries in the region, calling on Tehran to provide full and immediate compensation to those affected. The resolution was adopted during an emergency session in Geneva, requested by Gulf countries and Jordan to address the human rights implications of what the Council described as unjustified attacks. The measure, submitted by Gulf and Arab groups, stated that strikes targeting the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Jordan constituted a violation of international law and a serious threat to international peace and security. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi suffered a legal setback after the High Court of Justice King's Bench Division in London rejected his petition seeking to reopen proceedings against his extradition order to India. The application to reopen the case was filed on the basis of the Bhandari judgment, a ruling delivered by a UK High Court in the case of defence middleman Sanjay Bhandari. In Bangladesh, at least 18 people have been confirmed dead after a passenger bus carrying dozens plunged into the Padma River at Daulat Dia Ferry Terminal in Rajbari district in a tragic accident that has triggered a large-scale rescue operation. The incident occurred around 5:15 p.m. on Wednesday at Daulat Dia Ghat No. 3 in Golundo Upazila, when the Dhaka-bound bus lost control while attempting to board a ferry and fell off a pontoon into the river. Officials said the vehicle sank nearly 30 feet underwater. Rescuers later retrieved the submerged bus using the vessel Hamza and recovered 18 bodies between last night, late night and early morning hours. The deceased include several women and children. Bangladesh is observing its 56th Independence Day and National Day today, commemorating the historic birth of the nation following its liberation war in 1971. The day marks the declaration of independence from Pakistan on March the 26th, 1971, and honors the sacrifices of millions who fought for sovereignty. More from our correspondent.
Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin and Prime Minister Tariq Rehman paid tributes to the martyrs by laying wreaths at the National Martyr Memorial near Dhaka early in the morning. They observed a moment of silence as armed forces personnel presented a state salute. Senior officials, political leaders and dignitaries also joined the ceremony, where special prayers were offered for the martyrs of the 1971 Liberation War and for national peace and prosperity. Bangladesh gained independence after a 9-month war in 1971 following the Pakistani military crackdown under Operation Searchlight, achieving victory on December 16. Meanwhile, President of India Draupadi Murmu extended warm greetings to Bangladesh on the occasion. In her message, she highlighted the deep historical, cultural and linguistic ties between the two countries and reaffirms India's commitment to strengthening bilateral relations and promoting regional peace, stability and prosperity. The day is being marked across the country with ceremonies, cultural programs and tributes to the heroes of the liberation war. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, India's men's team will begin their campaign with a high-voltage clash against Pakistan in Malé today. Placed in Group B alongside Pakistan and Bangladesh, India face a tight schedule in the three-team group where every point is crucial. They will take on Bangladesh in their second match on Saturday. With only two group matches, even a single win could be enough to secure a place in the semi-finals. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emerges as world's most popular leader with 68% approval rating in global survey. West Asia peace efforts suffer major setback after Iran rejects US 15-point ceasefire plan. UNHRC strongly condemns Iranian attacks targeting several countries in the region. Bangladesh is observing its 56th Independence Day today, commemorating historic birth of nation following its liberation war in 1971. And in football, India to face Pakistan in opening match of SAF Under-20 Championship in Malé today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.